Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. No. Today we will not be talking about an American schoolboy named Johnny that got himself a guitar and became a rock and roll star, but rather an English monarch who manages to mistake flowery speeches for effective governance. The self-absorbed and ineffectual King Richard. No, not that one, the second one. You know, the Peasants' Revolt one, not the revolting, murder-happy, maniacal monarch. Hunchback number three, please. No, it is in Uncle Will's King Richard II that we find streaking across the firmament into our everyday lives the first use of shooting star. A tumultuous tale of fragile egos and poetic self-pity, William's Richard II charts the downfall of a king in an absolute masterclass of how not to rule. A quick primer. King Richard, mediating a dispute between Henry Bolingbroke and Thomas Mowbray, results in both men being banished. When John of Gaunt, Bolingbroke's father, dies, Richard seizes his estate to fund the war in Ireland, which enrages the nobles. Bolingbroke then returns from exile to reclaim his inheritance and is not at all happy about the king's legacy larceny. Richard then departs for Ireland, tensions mount, and we find ourselves in Act 2, Scene 4, on the Welsh coast, where a captain and a group of soldiers await King Richard's return.
The bay trees in our country all are withered, and meteors fright the fixed stars of heaven. The pale-faced moon looks bloody on the earth, and lean-looked prophets whisper fearful change. These signs forerun the death or fall of kings. Farewell. Our countrymen are gone and fled. As well assured, Richard, their king, is dead.
Ah, Richard, with the eyes of heavy mind, I see thy glory like a shooting star fall to the base earth from the firmament. Thy sun sets weeping in the lowly west, witnessing storms to come, woe and unrest.
Now, what Salisbury is delving into here is not new by any means. The idea of augury and looking for outward signs to augur well or ill for future events dates back to the Chaldeans, the Greeks, and Romans, and in fact, most every human civilization. We do like to make sense of scary stuff, after all. William brings prophecy and prognostication into several plays, most notably Macbeth and Hamlet, who rather defies augury, Horatio, thank you very much. But William definitely felt this to be real, as would his audience. Remember, the Enlightenment is quite a ways off, and some could say it still is, but that is a discussion for another day. We do tend to think of shooting stars as quite positive. I remember wishing upon several, but have yet to get my jetpack. But William's interpretation for his Richard II is one of a shooting star, but also of a falling star. Not really the positive, hopeful, and fame-seeking usage we have today. Well, I say we, but maybe not Paul Rogers. It would be some 380 years into the future and some 200 miles north from Stratford to Middlesbrough, when, in 1975, the band Bad Company would use William's idea of a shooting star to exemplify the trajectory and tragedy of Johnny. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.